Jason Wilde on Jim, Matt, and Molly is brought to you by News 3 Now. Jason Wilde, the best green and gold coverage from the best in the business.
Jason, can I ask of you?
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
Yeah. This has been the best segment I've ever done on this show, and I've really done very little.
Molly said it best. I said fart in the bathtub. She said gross.
I love Matt Hamilton.
You are 1,000,000% right, Jim. That should be a drop, too.
Thank you.
Dynamite drop in, my guy.
Thank you.
Jason Wilde is on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
This is Jim, Matt, Molly, and we are delighted to be joined by Jason Wilde. He joins us now on the Yuengling guest hotline. Yuengling, the oldest brewery in America and now officially in Wisconsin. DG Yuengling and Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly. Jason, I would love to ask you a question, but Matt is ready to play a game with you.
Yep. Rapid fire, Jason. Are you ready?
No. Well, first, before we start, Wooly. Is the show going to end while I'm still talking in the segment, or do we have a normal, you know, situation today?
Yeah, unfortunately, Brewers pre-game is coming up in 5 minutes, so this is going to be a really rapid-fire interview for you, Jason.
Pre-game. Okay, well, let's make it quick, Hamilton.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No, it's a hot dog.
Okay, bidet or toilet? Sack.
Moist wipes.
Ew.
Okay.
You can't even flush those.
That's true. That's
sure
weird.
You can.
No, you're
you
not.
You gotta flush the ones.
Flushing.
Jason just tucked the ball and ran it instead of throwing.
Exactly.
Just completely broke the rules of the game.
Okay, last one. Fair or foul? Your packages are dropped off at the mailbox.
I'm fine with that. We had the FedEx guy crash into our mailbox though when it was icy. That I was not thrilled with.
All right, fair enough. Molly, those are my three rapid fire. I give him a C+.
I mean, I thought
answers.
You were going to at least ask a football question in there, but I guess not. Jason, obviously the biggest news of right now that we were not expecting was the Jaden Reed signing to the Packers, a 3-year deal worth $50.25 million,
what?
I believe it was. Wait, are you joking?
What?
This is news to you, too?
Are you joking or are you being serious?
Jaden Reed signed an extension?
Yep, 3 years.
What? And we led with a rapid-fire question about a bidet or wiping your butt?
Well, I never asked about wiping your butt. That was your cherry on top.
You did, but if you don't go to the bat. Look, you're the European traveler.
Yeah.
So you know more than I. I thought a bidet was a cleanup mechanism.
It is. It's
okay, then what is? So then why would you say toilet or bidet? Because that's not really a choice.
Well, I'll get into it with you sometime later. We actually have real news, so.
Matt was very excited today. He came into the office asking every single person, literally everybody in this office, if they have ever used a bidet because he is doing a bathroom remodel and he shopped for a bidet and he convinced his wife to be able to buy one.
Yeah, because they're the best.
Wow, congratulations. That's a big win.
It was a big win.
Yes, I did know about the contract. I was just messing with you.
I was very concerned. I was like, wait, did we just break news to Jason?
It would have been so cool if we could have broke news to Jason.
It would have been cool.
Well, yeah, but you weren't. I mean, Schefter broke the news because Drew Rosenhaus is his guy, so he had it first.
Let me rephrase. It would have been really nice to know something about the Packers before you did.
Oh, okay. I'll get on board with that. Okay? But you didn't.
Were you surprised by this at all, Jason? This move?
No, I wasn't. I was actually arguing with Wooly. Not about the fact that he hung me out to dry the last time I was on the program.
Brutal.
But rather about the fact that I think this is an incredible bargain. Like, 20 million guaranteed, an average below 20. Like, I remember this is an extension, so he gets 50 million in new money in those 3 years. But, like, the final year of his rookie deal still is his base salary for this year. So, like, they have them for 4 years now. And so if you include this year into that average, it's even cheaper. So I'm sorry. I love Jaden Reed. I think he's made of the right stuff. I think he's super mature, which not all football players are. I think he's real. He plays through stuff. He couldn't play through a broken collarbone. But, you know, as you guys remember, before he broke his collarbone, dude was playing with a Jones fracture in his foot, and a bunch of people called me a liar and told me that I was making a story up. And I feel like since it was the guy whose foot it was, I had a pretty good source. I just like everything about him. And Wooly thinks it's a little too much to spend on a slot receiver, but I think the slot is an important position in today's NFL. And, you know, Cooper Kupp played a hell of a lot of slot, and he was like a Super Bowl MVP. So I think this is a great deal for the Packers. In fact, my question, you know, is I wonder if Jaden Reed, after what he went through last season with the broken collarbone and the Jones fracture in his foot, and on top of that, he played banged up all year in 2024. I really wonder if he took less so he could have some financial security. Like, right. You know, he's just a really smart, really good football player. He's one of those guys that they say this about Micah Hyde too. He's just a football player. I just think that's such a phenomenal compliment, and that's him. He is just a football player.
How do you kind of see this move shaking up the like wide receiver room for the Packers? I mean, obviously with the draft, is there a potential that they're still going to draft a wide receiver? Does this affect Christian Watson's longevity with the team?
Should he be nervous?
Yeah, those are all good questions. I would say this. Obviously Christian Watson is a different type of receiver for one.
Mm-hmm.
So, they don't do the same thing. They did not sign. They're not going to sign two guys to do exactly the same thing. But at the same time, I think they can probably afford to sign both. Now, I'll be curious, like, after what Christian Watson has endured, does he have any measure of interest in signing early for considerably less than he could make on the open market, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's always, you know, I learned that very early in my career. The give and take of this is obviously very simple. Are you willing to risk it and play in a contract year and break the bank? Or do you want to get some measure of security but give up some of your earning power by, you know, taking the safe route? I look back on, you know, now this guy didn't want to do it this way, but he did and was phenomenal. He did not do it for his second contract. He signed an extension late in the 2017 season, and that's Davante Adams. Now, mm-hmm. I stand by my argument that they should have never, ever, ever lowballed him in 2021, and they should have gotten him signed to an extension before training camp started. But you guys remember what he did in 2020 and 2021. That's hard to do with the specter of being a free agent hanging over you. So can they get Christian Watson, who came back from an ACL last year, who's had those hamstring issues, who left the stadium in Denver in an ambulance when we thought he'd suffered a pretty major chest injury.
Mm-hmm.
Does he want to take the chance or not? If he doesn't want to take a chance and they can get him for a bargain like they did a year ago, right, on that kind of half measure, you're still on the physically unable to perform list, but we're going to pay you anyway contract, I think they should be working on his deal next. What it means for tonight, I think my prediction that they were going to draft Chris Brazel, probably not going to come.
200 pounds, two bills.
Yeah, he's look. The guy led the SEC in receiving. Like, the guy's a really good player. You can debate whether or not the Packers would have drafted him if this hadn't happened. But I would think it's not going to happen now. But you know, before this news broke from NFL insider Matt Hamilton, who hopefully doesn't do anything, any sort of malfeasance to get his scoops. I would say that I felt a little more like, well, maybe they do have to draft somebody because they had two guys going into the final year of their contract, and they have two guys from last year's draft. That's basically, and Bo Melton, who they keep trying to play corner and everything else. So I think it's less likely. I think they'll still pick a wide receiver during the course of the next 2 days, but I would be surprised now if it would be tonight.
Yeah, same with me. And honestly, I'd prefer it not be tonight. And
I will let Goody know that that's how you feel.
Yeah, and tell him an owner says that. So maybe he'll take
goodness
that
gracious
into account. Jason, with the draft tonight, like Goody, he said he's going to take best player available. And I know that can mean best player available for the positions that you really need.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially, where do you think the most like logical position of need would be for the Packers?
Well, I think the number one is corner, and even Goody had to acknowledge that, right? Like, he wouldn't. He tried to kind of sell us on, oh, I really feel good about our top three with Keyshawn Nixon, Carrington Valentine, and Benjamin St. Juice. But we need to add numbers there. That was the phrase he used. Yeah, it's not just numbers. Like, you have other guys that play the position. They're just either inexperienced, injured, or not very good. So I'm not – that to me is the number one most glaring position of need. After that, you know, again, I think there's a defensive tackle that makes sense from Texas Tech. There's offensive linemen that are still on the board, like the Culver's guy, Dunker.
That's Iowa. Matt's guy.
Yeah, because he looks like – He looks like Matt, except his mullet is red.
Yeah,
And he doesn't have a gold medal. But all three of those positions, if they make two selections tonight, as we all expect them to make, I would be shocked if they don't pick two of those three positions. Only because if they factor need into the equation, Those three positions make all kinds of sense.
Jason, not Packers related, but NFL draft related. Does the Ty Simpson, Matthew Stafford, Rams situation kind of give you Aaron Rodgers, Packers, Jordan Love vibes?
Maybe. I would say this. Like, I think Matthew Stafford's at a different point in his career when this is happening, right? There's been some question about whether he was going to retire or not, and he's had some injury struggles of his own. It reminds me more of Favre Rodgers than Rodgers Love, including the fact that they actually communicated to Stafford that they were picking Ty Simpson, which did not happen for Aaron Rodgers. This is a big pet peeve of mine. These folks that want to say, you know, oh, the best way to develop a quarterback is the Packers way. You know, let him sit for multiple years. But they always leave out the part that all these other teams, they don't have back-to-back Hall of Famers that allowed them to do it. Like, Rodgers was allowed to sit for 3 years because Brett Favre was still playing at a high level. Jordan Love sat for 3 years because Aaron Rodgers was still playing at a high level, won back-to-back MVPs. And, like, If most teams, they don't have that luxury. Like, their quarterback generally sucks, and their team most likely sucks, right? That's why they're picking high enough to take a quarterback. So I just found that to be ridiculous that there were, you know, oh, it's the Packer way. It just doesn't make sense to me. But this one does, because this is the closest there is to the Packer way, right? Because Matthew Stafford's going to the Hall of Fame. I don't know if he'll be on the first ballot, but now that he's won a Super Bowl and led a team to a Super Bowl championship and had a second act with the Rams that's been really good.
And won an MVP last year.
Yep.
Right. So I think he's, you know, now the question that I have for Les Snead and for Sean McVay and, frankly, for Matthew Stafford, too, is how much longer do they think he's going to play? Like, if he's going to play two, I don't think you have to do 3 years, right? I think Rodgers would have been ready in 07. I don't think Love was ready in 22. I think it worked out better for Love that it was 3 years. I think Rodgers could have played in two. But everything I've seen about Homer Simpson is that he needs time. And the worst thing that could happen here.
Homer Simpson.
Yeah, I just wanted to see if you guys were listening.
That caught our attention.
Okay, good. That's what I'm glad we're all on the same page. The one thing I'm curious about, and the one thing that I think could be, I don't want to say catastrophic, but problematic, is if Matthew Stafford gets hurt and Ty Simpson has to play. Like, he has to start 8 games, you know, next season. And I'm not the only one with this opinion. There are much more educated people who have watched him play more than I have, but my understanding is picking him where they did was because they believe he is their quarterback of the future and not the quarterback of the present. And, you know, if they have a Aaron Rodgers type deal where he breaks his collarbone, you know, the two times that Rodgers broke his collarbone, the Packers did not have Jordan Love as the guy waiting in the wings. So it was other guys that struggled in his place. I would hate to see Simpson have to play this year, and because I think it could go really poorly for him.
Yeah.
Jason, the Packers have 8 picks coming up in this draft. Do you think they're going to trade out of any positions to acquire more picks or move up? And when would you expect those kind of like moves to happen?
Well, I know that they've had conversations about that already. Goody mentioned that last night about, that they've talked about moving up or moving down. You know, teams call during the course of the week. How that works is, you know, you're kind of targeting places in the draft. And if you have, you know, say Matt's the general manager of one team and Molly is the general manager for another, and Matt's got a player he really likes, you know, this former offensive lineman who's really slimmed down and now plays tight end, Ryan Wollersheim, and he's targeting him in the third round, and he doesn't think Wooly's going to stay on the board until he picks. You know, he's calling Molly earlier in the week, who's got to pick 10 picks earlier, and saying, hey, what would it take for us to come up? You know, we got a guy that we really like, and we don't think he's going to get to us. And then Molly says, well, you know, if you want to move up in the third round to take whoever it is, because they wouldn't tell who, mm-hmm. you know, that's going to cost you a fifth, or we'll take your sixth, or we'll take your a seventh this year and a seventh next year, whatever. So they have that kind of parameter if it comes to fruition. Right. So I think that's kind of how those conversations go. Look, is there a chance there could be a guy that they really like? That is they don't think is going to get to 52 and they feel like they have to go up to get them and can't be afford to be patient. Yeah, I think that's possible. Is it also possible, and Goody said this, he thinks they can stick at 52 and pick, that he doesn't think he's going to have to trade up to get anybody. But what if it goes a different way and there are multiple guys that go and he's sitting there that go unexpectedly, and he's sitting there going, all right, I'm supposed to pick at 52, and I've got 6 guys that I'd be happy to take at 52, so I'm going to trade back 4 spots, and then I'll just take whoever's left because I like them all. Mm-hmm. Right. That way, and then he gets an extra pick out of the deal. So I can see both those things happening if I had to predict. I think he's more likely to go back. He made it very clear he wants more picks than the 8 picks he's got. But again, it takes 2 to tango, and somebody's got to want that pick to be willing to give up something to go up there.
Right. Jason, last question that I have for you. Somebody chimed in on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream, Cal. He said, insider speaking, Mike Washington will be the pick for round 2. That is a running back out of Arkansas. Have you heard anything about this? Because that seems crazy.
No, I don't think it's crazy. I mean, first of all, he's a good player. Second of all, Josh Jacobs is probably, you know, I want Josh Jacobs to stay a long time. Like, he's great to me in terms of me doing my job. Mm-hmm. I think he's unbelievable for their locker room. And I think he's a damn good football player. He ran for 400 fewer yards last year than he did the previous year, not because of him, because he played through injury and because his offensive line didn't play well. But they have no backup. Like, you cannot count on Marshawn Lloyd to mm-hmm. be that guy.
Nope.
He's played in 1 out of a possible 36 games. And so, and they let, I still don't understand why they let Emmanuel Wilson walk, and it was for pennies. Like, Wilson got like $2 million on a 1-year deal from the Seahawks, and they have like 9 different guys that are vying to replace Kenneth Walker III. Mm-hmm. So it's not like he was priced out of Green Bay. This running back, he came on a visit. And we all know that the 30 visits that the Packers are allotted, they oftentimes those guys end up being Packers, including Matthew Golden, including Christian Watson, Edgerrin Cooper. I don't know who this insider is and what the hell he's wasting time in your YouTube chat. But I mean,
this is where news gets broken. That's what I thought we were doing for you.
When news breaks, Matt Hamilton fixes it. I don't think that that's outlandish at all. And whoever Cal is, if that's a Goody Shout burner Cal. Account or whatever it is,
that'd be so funny if it was
amazing.
It could be Baron Sorrell's dad, because he was infiltrating our. But he didn't really hide it. His handle was Barry Sorrell.
I thought it was going to be Barry Sorrell's dad. Go back up.
Yeah. So anyway, I won't be surprised at all if they take him.
Interesting. Well, thank you, Jason. We hope that you enjoy round 2 and 3 of the NFL draft and beyond this weekend, and appreciate all your insight.
Awesome stuff.
Of course.
All right. I didn't want to say awesome stuff.
Jim. I wanted to for
thank
Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jason.
You, Jim. All right, Jim Rutledge. Be good.
That was Jason Wilde on the Yingling Guest Hotline. We've got plenty to get into. I kind of want to talk about running backs now because, honestly, I didn't think that that was a legit thing that the Packers could go after.
Hey, we got Pick Your Packer coming up next.
We do have Pick Your Packer, so chime in with who you would pick for the Green Bay Packers to draft at number 52.
Jennings Dunker.
The rest of this draft. Chime in with either the name or the position. We want to hear from you on the Carbo Stock and text line, 844-770-3776. That is all coming up next. This is Jim, Matt, Molly.
Jennings Dunker.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
I didn't have braces.
That is such a dad thing to say. But moms know that if your daughter has messed up teeth, it's going to lead to a lifetime of problems.
But what's
for her.
Messed up teeth? I don't think I have messed up teeth.
Is that what your mom told you?
You're perfect just the way you are.
Save herself $5,000 bucks.
You don't need straight teeth. Orthodontics is a racket.
Smiles are like fingerprints. Even.
Presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.